July 24th, 2025, 23:34. It happened again. Exactly 8 days ago. The arrival was subtle and everything appeared the same. Zen, playing with his stuffy, and the motion of painting continued. And yet something was off. Unaware why my emotional state shifted. I didn't want to add or give it any more momentum. Because in past experiences, I would try to shake it off. Distract myself, rationalize why there's a shift. But it always remained just lingering. But this time, I decided to notice it, witness it, and continue to paint. After all, I did need to finish the painting for the art exhibit. Whatever I was experiencing, whatever I was feeling, whatever shift happened, I couldn't let it throw off my energy or focus, my zone, into something that I was excited for. From the day before the art exhibit to setting up and working the event, and even after, days after, that emotion never faded away. And what I've understood with an experience like this, it is not random. But it is, and always comes early. The truth is, I experience emotion before reason, or for better terms, liminal emotion. Remember how I started this off? It happened again. When I experience a shift like this, that emotion or those emotions in a way exist in the threshold between two states of being or during a transition. It's not just a shift, but it's a rite of passage. So that clarity, resolution, realization can present itself. At this point in my life, there's a level of awareness that I understood in the moment. Probably why I just wanted to witness it, because I knew that whatever I was feeling was a trigger, a catalyst to transformation. But that doesn't go without saying how ambiguous it can be, how layered it can be, how I can feel one thing, and as I sit with it, hours and days pass, other emotions latch on. and as it latches on, it was already hard to articulate and pinpoint the root of that emotion. But I sit with it anyways, because it takes me on a journey from beginning to completion. There's no end. Just a full circle moment, realization, epiphany, echo. I want to talk about the word echo really quick. Just define it. Echo is a noun and a verb. Noun, echo is a sound or a series of sounds caused by the reflection of sound waves from a surface back to the listener. Verb of a sound can be repeated after the original sound has stopped. Physics. The sound is heard more than once because of the time difference between the initial production of the sound wave and their return to the reflecting surface. In this moment specifically, before I get back into it, as I was going through this definition and what I was feeling, the realization that came to talking about this, and probably days after, I think about a water drop. It drops and it ripples out. And sometimes, depending on where it drops, it can be close to a wall. That drop happened yesterday. But because 8 days ago I was the wall, I felt the vibration, and it hit. 8 days passed, and actually, it wasn't 8 days. I journaled 8 days, but that realization, that moment, full circle, happened in 7, exactly 7. And now, the ripple out towards the vast open sea, I don't even know, but the openness will continue to go. But there's the acceptance, the embodiment of the collective days. And it's less impactful, it's less hitting hard. It just finally trails off. And in a couple of days, well, whatever realization that I'm going to talk about is just a part of me now. But I want to kind of go back to liminal emotion, because in my early 20s or throughout my 20s, it was so mysterious. It was so mystical. It felt so spiritual. And I had no idea. And it was scary. Because what is this? We have other senses. We have clear senses. And it's not our nature anymore. It definitely wasn't mine. But now, experiencing it, it's so sacred to me. I embrace the emotional preparation. Experiencing it then and now, then it was just, what is this? Why am I feeling grief of losing a friend? How do I know that this person is passing away? And what I definitely think, not only did the emotion and the realization echo, but I, all myself, maybe the version of me today, is what helped that echo to brace myself. Through my 20s, I survived. A part of my survival mode was utilizing my logic so much that I was detached from my emotional body, my emotional intelligence, regulating was non-existent. And when I did express what I was feeling, it always caused hurt and chaos because I never felt what I need to feel in the moment. I just rationalized it. And then days, weeks, months would pass and certain things would just add on to it very subconsciously. And then I would explode. And then it was, Ani, what is going on? Why didn't you say anything before? And it was like, in those moments, it never mattered. I didn't know how much it mattered. During this time, especially now, there is a collective consciousness that is raising and shifting. Honestly, a reason why I feel comfortable enough to share this. Years ago, I would talk about this to my friends and they would just look at me crazy. But when I chose to understand this more and why it's happening and not questioning this happening for me, but we're souls. If we're souls, we're energy, we're spiritual beings, we're divine beings. We have gifts. Maybe this is a gift. But because I know nothing about it, I'm just experiencing it and feeling all these emotions, I don't know. But I explored it to the point of 8 days ago. Well, actually 9 days ago, because today is July 25th. Those occurrences happened. And instead of being scared or distracting myself or shaking it off, I continued because I decided to learn. And I'm happy that I can document what it's like, what what I'm experiencing, because maybe other people are experiencing it and they don't know how to deal with it. Or what if I have kids and they are emotional beings? How will I help them through understanding their emotions, not just controlling them? Because controlling your emotions isn't always the answer. And time made that known to me. I have to understand, trust, and sit with what I'm feeling. Emotions is a form of intelligence that works beyond language. Emotions, energy in motion. So anyways, 9 days ago, as it arrived, I knew a transition, a revelation, channeled messages were going to come through. But in that moment, I wasn't numb, I wasn't happy, I wasn't sad with that emotion. I actually didn't know at all. I don't think I've ever experienced it, that emotion, in that manner. Because I felt more than what I knew it would all mean. That transition from head to heart, from knowing less to feeling more. When I started diving into my spirituality, my faith, my belief, my senses, my gift, I did put a lot of focus on being claircognizant, which is knowing without knowing how you know, just trusting that you know. So those times when I knew I was right, it's because I knew I was right. Man, I wish during those times people would listen to me more. But I would just know. And I didn't question. I learned how to not question. But recently, within the past year, I've been working on my heart. Even though I was working on self-love and self-respect, and I looked at life differently, and I said to myself, well, you know what? I'm going to speak love into myself and others. But to do that, it wasn't just about having an open heart, but keeping it open, allowing it to be warm and full, and feel every emotion. Because the heart is, yes, it's about love, but it's about forgiveness, and it's about frustration, and it's about everything. The entire emotional wheel. It's a portal. It's in your heart. It's all there. That's where life really starts and blooms. So my head to my heart. It's like walking through fog, and the only way through it is utilizing my heart to guide me while letting emotions flow through me. But 2 days ago, I realized that first emotion 9 days ago and all the layered ones after, it was disillusionment. The illusion of my efforts in life was shattering over days. 2 days ago, when I realized I was experiencing disillusionment, I replayed that day and the art exhibit day and the days after. And I was finally seeing the cracks and then the moment it shattered. I did try to counteract to help me get through it. So less questioning, embrace and surrender. Embrace and surrender. And I feel like when it comes to life, when it comes to it happening for us, if we don't just choose to embrace and accept it right away, it becomes a lot harder versus doing it right in that moment and getting to the beginning of truth, getting to the starting line. And it's not easy. Years to finally really understand and document a moment like that. I want to read something. The wait. I wait for the light to be soft, for the fear to be gone, for the voice in my head to say, now you're ready. I wait for motivation to arrive, dressed in fire, to be chosen by clarity, to be touched by purpose. But the light keeps me changing. The fear stays seated. The voice is a ghost that never knocks twice. Still, I craft my excuses from silken shadows. Call them logic. Call them self-care. Call them tomorrow. Discipline, I thought, was a brute in steel boots. But it's a whisper. A quiet reaching hand that says, even now. Not when you're sure, not when it's perfect, not when the world claps. Now. When your bones are tired and your will is thin. Now. When it would be easier to hide. Now. Because it matters to you. And in that moment, I give myself what no one else ever could. Not permission, not pressure, but the power to begin.